Welcome to the Monday Marketing Madness Podcast. You know, there's a lot of things to hate about Mondays. So, we figured, why not make someone's Monday something to look forward to? Every Monday on this podcast, we share confidential marketing secrets, innovative strategies, and growth hacks to help catapult you to entrepreneur rockstar status and grow your online business to massive new heights. Now, here's your host, Ronnie Rock Smith.
Hey everyone, Ronnie Rock Smith here with USADG. Welcome to my Monday Marketing Madness Podcast, where in marketing, some days can be great and some days can be absolute madness, right? So how are you today? I'm doing awesome as always, and I hope you are too. In this episode, I want to talk about how you can get better open rates and click-through rates from your email promos. Now, if you've been doing email marketing for some time, you might have already noticed that your opens and click-throughs are pretty good if you have a buyer's list. But when you're just getting started and you're just building a list, most people fall flat by not putting in the right foundation down. So what do I mean by a foundation? Well, when brand new people get on your list, especially cold traffic, you need to make sure you tell them to whitelist your email address so that your emails end up in their inbox and not their spam folders. And sometimes your emails will go to their promotions folders too. So you need to show them how to drag them out of that promotions folder tab and into the primary tab. And don't forget to tell them to click yes in that pop-up box. This will make sure your emails will always go to the primary tab. And this is just one way on how to get them to whitelist your email address. There are several other ways. Now, if you're using Gmail, and most people are, then you should know what I'm talking about here. In fact, Gmail has about 1.2 billion monthly active users in 2018 alone, so you can imagine how much that figure went up in just 1 year. And check out these awesome Gmail statistics. Gmail holds 20% of the global email market. Gmail accounts for 27% of all email opens. 75% of all Gmail users use their email on mobile devices. 61% of 18 to 29-year-olds use Gmail. An average Gmail account is worth around $3,588.85. And Gmail is available in 72 languages. Pretty cool, don't you think? So, as I said before, whitelisting is very important in building your email marketing foundation. Just think about it like this. If no one sees your emails, you're pretty much wasting your time and effort, right? Are you guys getting this? Okay, so let's get to the main focus of today's podcast. So how do we increase our open and click-through rates? You tell me and we'll both know. Nah, the truth is, if your foundation is in place and everything is good to go, all you have to do now is construct interesting subject lines to increase your open rates. There is one word you can use to get the best open rates, and it works better than anything cool that you can think of. And you're going to totally freak out when I tell you what it is, because it's so damn simple. Are you ready? The word is hey. And it doesn't matter how you write it either. It could be hey, exclamation point. It could be hey, with a period at the end, or just hey, with nothing else behind it. That's right, the word hey will get you the best open rates that I've seen. If you don't believe me, go ahead and try it out and compare it to some of the other email subject lines and see what kind of results you get. Now, even using the word hey in your subject line won't get you better open rates if your emails are all going to the spam or promotion folders. So make sure your foundation is in place before you try it. So why do you think that is? Now, I personally think the reason hey is such a very good word to use is that it's very open and friendly. Just like the way a good friend would respond to another friend, And that's how email should be written. This way, it always sounds personal to them. It shouldn't be salesy in any shape or form. In fact, you shouldn't be trying to sell anything in emails anyway. You should be trying to invoke an action. Emails are designed to refer someone to something, not to sell anything. If you are trying to sell inside your emails, then you are doing it all wrong. Your sales page does the selling, right? Or your VSL does the selling, not the emails. Emails are designed to get them to click a link and take an action, like go to the sales page, or go check out this video, or go subscribe to my YouTube channel, or reply to this email to answer a question that you may have asked. It doesn't matter, but the CTA should be in place of each email for them to take a certain action. Which is another thing that comes to mind. If you are writing to your buyers, you can always use the first name tags for personalization, and that will also generate a more personal feel to the email, which usually gets a better response if you use their first names in the subject lines. Again, it won't do you any good if your emails are going to spam. So next time you sit down to write an email, try to avoid these email spam words. Now, I'm not going to list them all here because there's a lot, but I will mention a few to get you up and running. If you want the full list, head down to MondayMarketingMadness.com/ESW, and you can get the PDF there of the full list of the top 100 spam words and some extra things you should be looking out for. I'm going to list the first 21 words. Now, the first three will be symbols and not words. So, dollar signs, number, and one, 100%. Now, the next 18 will be actual words that you don't want to use. Act now. Action. Additional income. Affordable. All natural / new. Amazed. Apply now. Avoid. Be amazed / your own boss. Beneficiary. Billing. Billion. Onus. Boss. Buy. Call free / now. Cancel. And cash. Like I said, to get my top list of 100 spam words list and some extra phrases that you need to look out for, just go to MondayMarketingMadness.com/ESW, and you can download the free PDF there. Now, all the stuff we've been talking about is to help you get better open rates. So let's talk about a few hacks you can use to get better click-through rates now. The first cool little hack that I like to use is called Video Fake Out. And this is where you use a static image with a video play button over it, which makes the reader think it's a video, so they click on it. And when they click on the image, it's linked to the actual video, of course, on YouTube or on your bonus page or wherever you have that. So just using a static image with a play button used to work pretty well, but now I found that using an animated GIF of part of the video instead seems to work 100 times better. Now, I use Snagit 2018 to pull this effect off by bringing in my video into the editor and cutting out the parts of the video that I don't want, which is pretty much everything except the first 6 to 10 seconds of the video. Sometimes I'll use up to 15 seconds, but just remember the lower the seconds, the smaller the image size, and you don't want to be a big images in your emails anyway, right? Now, of course, Snagit is not a free tool. It's created by TechSmith, and this is the same company that makes Camtasia, which I also use in my arsenal of tools. But you can find some free tools online that does this as well, such as Giphy and a website called easygif.com. Just look for the video to GIF section, and that website is spelled easygif.com. So the second cool little hack that I like to use is called countdown timers. Go figure. Now, there's a few places that you can find online that let you add countdown timers to your emails. However, I use a software called Urgency Suites Pro. And if you're interested in that, just check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/RonnieRockSmith. That's R-O-N-N-I-E-R-O-K-K Smith. And search for my review video on Urgency Suites Pro. And you can learn more about it there. And I also show you how to use it in GetResponse in that video. The third cool little hack I like to use is Urgency Bars, which is also a feature in Urgency Suites Pro that you can add to your emails. Now, these tools can also be used in your website as well, so it's really cool. So that's the three main hacks that I use to get better click-through rates. So make sure you start using these hacks in your own emails to get better results as well. Now, stay tuned for next Monday's show where I'll be sharing one of the tools that I use to speed up my workflow tenfold that really helps my day be more productive. And don't forget to grab your free copy of my top 100 spam words to avoid in 2020 at mondaymarketingmadness.com/ESW. So that's going to wrap up this episode. Until next Monday, thanks for your time and interest. I'm Ronnie Rocksmith with USA Digi, and thanks for listening to my Monday Marketing Madness podcast. And guys, happy marketing.